Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Martin Wiesman, a candidate for the Pella School Board.
Martin, thanks so much for taking some time and joining us. We appreciate it today.
Thank you.
And we'd like to get started here, first of all, by asking you, the big vote coming up on Tuesday, why did you decide to get involved with the Pella school system and run for school board this year?
Well, I actually received an invitation from Dr. Palmer, Jennifer Palmer, who was one of the school board members who was coming off the board. She had decided not to go for re-election, and she was looking for people who were, you know, involved in the schools already, and parents who had a lot of interest in what was going on in the school and maintaining high standards for the Pella school system. And so she called me and asked me if I would put my name in for the position.
You're talking about having some experience within the school system, and if you could go ahead and tell us a little bit about some of the things that you've been involved with and the experience you have with Pella schools.
Well, I've been involved with the Project Lead the Way, or getting Project Lead the Way into the schools. Back in 2006, I started working with Lowell Ernst on the possibility of getting Project Lead the Way into the schools. And at the time, they were not interested. The school system was not interested because it was primarily funded by grants that were front-end loaded, that, you know, they'd lose the grants over time. And by working with Lowell, we actually started what we called a peers program, which was initially Pella Corporation working with the Pella Community School only, on just trying to see what it would be like to try to get engineers into the classrooms to let the kids learn and see, you know, the fun possibilities of becoming an engineer or considering engineering as a career. You know, Pella Corporation and a lot of other companies that rely on STEM type careers, which are the science, technology, engineering, and math, those folks are retiring at a pretty fast rate here now that the baby boomers are retiring. So Pella Corporation looks at the need to develop young children's interests in STEM careers as being very important to our success in the future.
And now your background is in engineering, correct?
Yeah, I'm an engineer for Pella Corp.
And are there things that you're able to take from that background? You're talking about this new program that we're working on at Pella Schools right now. Are there other things from that background in engineering that you think sort of lend themselves well to possible service on a school board?
Well, we do a lot of work with continuous improvement and team environments and critical thinking, that sort of thing, here at Pella Corporation. And we believe there's a lot of power where you can do things with creativity over capital. And I think, you know, the school board has to do a lot with how funds are appropriated throughout the school district. And, you know, with that background and experience, I would hope that we can find ways to do more with the funds that are available to the school board by drawing from that experience.
And so what are some of the challenges that you see facing Pella schools, or maybe just sort of schools in general, and are there any sort of big changes that you have in mind or things that you'd like to see done differently sort of moving forward?
There's been a lot of personnel changes just throughout the school district this last year. You know, we had the superintendent change, a principal had changed at the middle school, a recent change the previous year of a principal at the high school, number of key teachers had retired. Dick Redmond is one that comes to mind in the music department. But what I would like to see is to make sure that the high standards of Pella school systems maintain, even though all these changes are happening. So my desire to be part of the school board isn't so much to come in and change a lot of things. It's my goal is to make sure that the high standards and expectations for students are maintained.
Very good. And I'll just as we kind of wrap up here, I'll kind of leave it open to you. Is there any message that you would like for folks to know about as we kind of wind down campaign time and get close to the election here?
Well, I'd just like to ask people to come out and vote on the 13th. I believe the polls are open from noon until 8 p.m. in the Pella area. So please come out and vote. I think the more people to vote, the more people get to be in, you know, involved in the election, and it just shows the support of the school systems.
All right, very good. Well, Martin, again, thank you so much for your time today, and good luck on Tuesday.
All right, thank you, sir.
Again, that was our guest, Martin Wiesman, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com and the Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.